Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. His name is George Crawford, but most know him as Keoki. He married his high school sweetheart, Ramona Palama Crawford. Prior to his relationship with Jesus Christ, he describes himself as a total wreck, being one of the biggest drug dealers on the island. You name it, he was involved in it. Well, when the law finally caught up with him, he was sentenced to 30 years. You'll hear how God's plan unfolded in his life. Oh, and by the way, do you recall me just mentioning before Christ? Jesus has made a difference in the life of Keoki Crawford. Even so, we're here to remind you that Christ can make a difference in your life too. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, how far you've gone, how bad it is. There is always hope in Christ. In Jesus who loves you so much, dear friend, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, you'll hear the story of a resurrected life, resurrected hope, that of Keoki Crawford. It can be your experience as well. Keoki and Ramona have 9 children, 8 boys and 1 girl. He pastors Warriors for Christ Ministries, located in Nanakuli. Pastor Keoki, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kalihi. Kalihi all my life.
What was it like growing up in Kalihi?
You know, I actually had some fun times in Kalihi. Some of the most memorable moments of my life was growing up in Kalihi. I can remember the good old days of playing basketball for Mr. Canencio, you know, at Kalakau Gym. You know, growing up in KPT, you know, just the innocent child life that I had, you know.
Well, you mentioned Mr. Canencia and the Canencia family, a basketball family. We can go down the line. Every single one of the kids distinguished himself in basketball and, of course, leading the dad, right?
Yes.
Mr. Canencia. And of course, Alfredo Canencia has been my co-host here throughout the years on our show. Keoki, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Wow. I believe my mom, you know. You know, I would like to say both my mom and dad, but my mom was always there for me. You know, my dad, I love him dearly, you know. But there was times that he wasn't there. You know, so that father figure was tough at times. And which I guess is what led me to making decisions. You know, again, I'm not blaming my dad. Mm-hmm. I love him dearly. But his may his soul rest in peace. But mom has been such an influence on my life.
In what way?
I could never do any wrong in her eyes.
She had your back.
She had my back. There was never a time. You cannot talk to her bad about me. Mm. Nobody. Mm. I mean, she'll fight you tooth and nail. Mm. Such a loyal person. When I look at my mom, I see Jesus. Mm. You know, because although we are sinners, His love for us never changes. Never changes. It's our attitude towards Him that changes at times. Mm. So, Mom has always been my inspiration, my motivation. And I'm so glad that today I'm serving God, which was her main intention from my life growing up. But of course, I chose a path, you know. When you're young, your peers sometimes motivate you to do otherwise.
It must be very fulfilling, gratifying for her to know where you are right now, serving the Lord, loving the Lord. Pastor George, Keoki, I look at you, I look in your eyes, and as you speak, many times, even just in our moments here, your heart has been so deeply touched. I see the love welling up within your eyes, and there's so much there. Well, how did you become a Christian?
Ooh. I'm going to have to take you back.
Let's go back.
From my life before a Christian. And I lived a life that I'm not proud of, you know, prior to becoming a Christian. Drugs, money, power was the catalyst that drove me. You know, I met up with, just out of high school. I don't know if you remember, but I used to have a nightclub called Silly's.
Mm-hmm.
We used to frequent there a lot, Silly's, the Jazz Cellar, and all the clubs. Just got out of high school. Clubbing was the thing. Well, there, you know, from drinking, you experience other types of things to get you high. And at that time, cocaine was the end thing. So every weekend, we would frequent these clubs and met up with some people, you know. Started using heavy. And the using have become so great that I couldn't afford it. That the only way for me to supply my habit was to sell it and distribute it and promote it. And so I did, not realizing what I was getting into. But along with that comes everything else, yeah. You get money, fame, women, you know, everything that is contrary to what the life of Christ is. But how awesome is God? Anyway, at my peak, I say the peak of dealing drugs, I was moving between 20, 30, 40 kilograms of cocaine a week. And you can just imagine the type of money that was flowing through my hands. We was moving so great that money wasn't one object. I can recall one time going to Rainbow Chevrolet. I bought 4 trucks cash. Spent over $120,000. Gave the salesman an extra $10,000 to hide this money from the IRS. So in other words, he was paying it. He did whatever he needed to make sure that I wasn't being tracked. And this is the type of things that when you're involved in this type of lifestyle, it's great. It's great to a degree. You look at it and you say, yeah, that's what everybody in life work hard for, you know, money. But then the Lord caught up with me. Caught up with me. You know, started going downhill when I started using heavily. Yeah. And just not caring about life.
What kind of time frame from the when you first got into it out of high school?
We're looking at maybe between from, I already started in high school doing little. So I would say between 86 and 92 from the time I got. That's not even 10 years.
Six year period. Yeah.
But within that time frame, there was a lot accomplished. I mean, in a bad sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I've learned so many deceitful behaviors. You know, that today I'm still struggling to sometimes get rid of. You know, we gotta purge ourselves through God's strength.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit, He purges us from all unrighteousness. Yeah.
Pastor Keoki Crawford sharing about the early part of his life, his teenage years, the latter teenage years, going into early adulthood. He shares about a time before he would ever have been called Pastor Keoki Crawford. In fact, as he shares, he's taking it. Hey, look, I asked him to share how he became a Christian. He said, hey, Danny, we got to go back. So he's taking us back. There's some things that he learned along the way. Things that he was hooked onto. Things that he couldn't get rid of. Things that he learned to affect the lives of others. But God is going to use that to prepare him for what he's going to share when we come back. You don't want to miss this now. Stay with us. More from Pastor Keoki Crawford.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The Lord sends Keoki Crawford into our studio today, and here's a man with a heart of love. You can see it in his eyes as he speaks about what Christ did in his life, what Christ did in the lives of others, really how Christ has brought him out. You look in his eyes and you see a warmth, you see a tenderness, you see a brokenness, you see a gratitude, gratefulness for what God has done, you see love. Pastor Keoki Crawford, hey, I'm so glad you're with us today. In fact, if you're tuning in right now, you want to get the first part of this story. In fact, you can get the whole program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go ahead and check that out. And as you listen, you'll think of someone that may be needing to hear this. Send it to them as a link. Pastor Keoki Crawford is here. Pastor, before our break, you were taking us, it was about 6 years in, you were not only doing drugs, doing cocaine, you were trafficking cocaine, you were dealing it, distributing it, high volumes of money. You talked about buying 4 trucks, cash, money was not an object. Take us back from there. What was happening in your life, and how did it eventually lead you to Christ?
Yes, Danny. You know, through the process of this experience, the Lord finally caught up with me. I faced 2 gun charges, terroristic threatening and burglary. This all tie into what the lifestyle is about. And I remember the day that I was sentenced, December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, December 23rd, 1992. At that time, I had my 2 oldest, Jennifer and Bryson, and my girlfriend at that time. They were sitting in a court with me. And I remember the judge looking at me as they read off my charges. It was sentencing date. And normally, in sentencing, you get time to go home and settle your stuff, and then they set a date for you to get sentenced. But the judge looked at me and said, "You don't belong on the streets. You're going straight to jail right now. Right now." So the sheriffs came and handcuffed me. I turned around and looked at my wife, my kids. I started crying. My kids started crying. My wife, my girlfriend at that time. And all this, my life started flashing before me. What could happen? Because I didn't understand. It's just 30 years we're talking about. Yeah. Well, they took me into custody. Took 2 days for me to get up to our lover. And then it took another 2.5 weeks before I could get my first telephone call. All the time, I'm thinking, can just imagine what was running through my mind. And all I'm thinking about is my kids and my girl, my mom. So when I finally got 2.5 weeks later, when I finally got the telephone call, I made it to my girlfriend at that time. I'll just address her as my wife for now, from here on out. But you know, I called my wife. My mom was there. My kids, they was excited to hear me. Of course, I was excited to hear them. And We started talking, and then the conversation got, I don't know how the conversation got into what I said, but what I said was, honey, I'm going to be in here for a long time. Go on with your life. Find somebody who's going to love you and going to be there for you. All I ask is that. Don't ever deny me my kids. You deserve to be loved. Mind you, you know, I treated her. She been through hell. I mean, you can't imagine. Like I said, that lifestyle bring forth destruction, mm-hmm. you know. And her response to me was, are you stupid or what? Are you stupid or what? We never come this far with you to give up now. We're going to go through the process. We don't care how long it's going to take. I gotta tell you, you know, that had to be the most beautiful thing that I could ever hear. You know, here I am, a person who abused my family. And think, a person who abused my family, I emotionally, or being given a second chance by them. Literally given a second chance. Because we never knew where how this was going to pan out. So after I got through talking with my wife, she gave the phone, because I only had 10 minutes. And in that 10 minutes, we had a lot we had covered. Mm-hmm. But, I said my goodbyes to my wife. We acknowledged our love for each other. And then mom came on the phone. And I broke down. And I said, Mom, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Mom. She told me, you know what to do. Mind you, Mom is a God-fearing woman. She's been praying all this time for me. Church was a normal thing when I was growing up. So I knew God. You can know God but not have a personal relationship with Him. And I never, you know. And, you know, so I started pouring out my heart to my mom. And my mom said, you know what, son? I tell you what you do. I'm going to send you in on Bible. And when the Bible reaches you, I like you to read them. But do me one favor. When you first read them, before you do anything, open up. Just open the Bible. Put your finger on the... Just put your finger on any scripture, and I like you to read them. And your next phone call, when you get this, the next phone call you get, you tell me what was. Well, the Bible never land into my hands to another 2 to 3 weeks. But when it did, followed what mom said. Took it back to my cell, opened it up, stick my hand on a page, on a scripture. And the scripture was 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away, behold, all things become new. Wow. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. I'm thinking, wow, God, how can all the hurt I did to the hundreds of people in the islands, contaminating their life with rubbish, cheating, lying, deceiving my family? How can, Lord, me be forgiven? You know, brother, as the deeper I get into the word today, I understand. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. His word never changes. It's us. Yeah.
So you get the scripture.
Yes.
What did it do inside of you at that time?
It gave me hope. gave me hope. I still, the word was still foreign to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it gave me hope. I understood what that scripture meant. You know, and I just stayed plugged in. I stayed plugged in.
When you say plugged in, what do you mean by that?
Plugged into my mom
mm-hmm.
for her encouragement. Because, like I said in the beginning, she's my inspiration. Of course, my wife is and my kids is today, yes, but mom been there before them.
Like a spiritual lifeline for
yes.
you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And staying plugged in with her and then going to the Bible studies, even though I didn't understand. Mind you, this was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible comes alive to people who search.
We need to find out what happened in the process of change on the inside. Now, you're on the inside,
yes.
inside of Halava. God is working in the inside of you,
yes.
Keoki Crawford, renewing you, and of all places, renewing you on the inside.
Yes.
Today, someone is on the inside.
Amen.
They're listening.
Yes.
They're listening. They're hearing you.
Yes.
They may know you.
Yes.
They might know you even how you were before.
Yes.
And they may know of you now or have heard of you. But as you're sharing, in their condition, in their situation, God is bringing your voice, your story to them to give them hope.
Yes.
There are others who may not be literally on the inside of a prison.
Yes.
As you were. They might not be in a cell as you were.
Yes.
But they're in a different kind of cell.
Yes.
A different kind of prison.
Yes.
They're locked. They're locked up in a different way.
Yes.
And again, God sends Keoki Crawford yes. to share his story, his heart. Dear one, as you listen today, lean in, listen, and open up your heart, because the words of God, that any 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The word to Keoki is the word to you, dear one. Yes, to you. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So you feel hopeless, you feel lost, you feel that your world is ended, your life. You know, you're stuck. You're going to be there for 3 decades. Basically, you're going to die, live, get old, probably die there. Maybe you might be able to see your family as they come to visit you. But it was never what you ever wanted, what you thought of. And then you couldn't, in the lifestyle that you were living, you could never really foresee the future because everything was moving so fast.
Yes.
But there you are now in prison. It's a somewhat of a description of what Keoki Crawford was experiencing as he began to experience a transformation on the inside while he himself was on the inside. Inside meaning in prison, in a cell. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. One of the things about this program, as you may already know, is that we deal with real life. We deal with real issues, real stuff that we all go through. And I believe that today, Kiyoki's story, his testimony, will not only touch your heart, but will give you hope and encouragement and for you or for someone that you know and or for someone that you know. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com, that's how you can get this program and other resources. Pastor Kiyoki, you know, like I said before, we wouldn't have been called Pastor Kiyoki before, but Mom was a lifeline for you, praying for you, reminding you about the Word, reminding you about Christ. So you're in there. How did the transformation begin to take place?
Oh, the transformation was that in itself was a journey. You know, it wasn't by any means. The scripture itself gave me hope. It was the start, but the transformation took a while, took years, took years. It took breaking down and building up, breaking down and building up, breaking down and building up, failing, getting back up. I got released in 1995, and when I got released on parole, the first place Mom took me was First Assembly of God.
Now, how did 30 years become 3 years?
It was two 10-year sentences, two 5-year sentences. Okay, they joined it all together. because you were, I was a first time ever felon. They considered that, and through good behavior, no write-ups in while incarcerated, I was released out of parole. Now, it's not only that. I believe the grace of God was upon me because when I went to see the board, you go for an interview, a paroling interview, and they interview you. And so there's three members on the panel, and they ask you questions. Two of them didn't even ask me questions. They said, no, we don't want you out in society. Mr. Beaver was the chairman. And he asked me this question. He said, Mr. Crawford, if give me one good reason why I should let you out. Because you already get two guys don't like let you out. But I can let you out. He said, give me one good reason why. Just give me one reason why I should let you out and give you a second chance. My response to him was, I cannot promise you anything. I cannot promise you I'm not going to be back in here. But what I can promise you is I'm going to try my best. I believe we all make mistakes. And in my heart, I believe I will learn from a mistake. And he responded with, "What we're gonna do is we're gonna decide, and we're gonna send you a letter." Two weeks later, I got the letter that they're gonna let me out on parole, but I'm gonna have a long tail, so to speak. They follow you with parole, and there's a lot of stipulations. But I was out now. Yeah, there's light. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Whereas being locked up, you don't know.
Now, while you were in there, you know, over the course of the 3 years, did you experience, I mentioned it earlier, but did you experience a change of heart, a love for God? Did others begin to see the character of Christ coming out from you while still in there?
You know, for me, no. Like I said, the change came over a period of time. Mm. Yeah. I had to learn and love God. I want to say, you know, that I wanted my freedom more than I wanted my relationship with God. Mm. Now, being honest.
And God gave you freedom.
Yes. And he did. Handed me my freedom. And that's how the story that God have given me is so unique, because he allowed me, even though he knew that, hey, you're going to venture back out there again. You know.
So what happened when you came out?
So I went to church. I got baptized up at the
First Assembly.
Pastor Cole, Pastor Chaw. Went through all the leadership training up there. Became one of the elders up there. And started learning deep about God. Yeah. The word tells us that the fear of the Lord is a first step towards wisdom. And man, he was really opening up my eyes. But the enemy is no slouch too. Mm. He knows your weakness. And my encouragement to the listeners out there is, don't ever let the enemy, don't give him a foothold. Especially where your heart is concerned. Because I literally give in to his temptation through being offended. The spirit of offense is wicked. And I see that a lot. But I got offended from my children not being able to participate in certain events at the church, which led me to walk away. And I don't think that, you know, division comes from Satan. That's his MO. Yeah, to steal, kill, and destroy. Yeah. He destroys every individual by first dividing them from the strength, which is other fellowship. We must continue in our fellowship. But anyway, yeah. So I walked away. Even after being delivered. Sounds like Israel. And continue to compromise the rational thinking that I'm doing okay. I don't need to go to church. I can do them on my own. No, you cannot. I believe that anybody who say they can do them on their own is only fooling themselves and is allowing the enemy to deceive them. And so, here I am, doing things on my own. Not venturing into that lifestyle, but basically not living one godly life either. Yeah? And it wasn't until I hit rock bottom. The pride was so great on me because, you know, I like to say that throughout my whole life, I've always thought my way was the right way. And so I lived that, like, that mentality and got to the point where it became a controlling lifestyle for my family.
You could think that someone is at the lowest place. You might feel like you're at the lowest place, only to find out years later that you haven't hit the bottom. There's so much more you can go down. And that's why Pastor Keoki Crawford talks about, hey, coming out of prison, no longer incarcerated. Yes, a long tail of parole. Going to church, becoming a leader in church, being offended, oh, the danger of offense. And then hitting rock bottom. I mean, that's going even lower than it was before. Sometimes it's at the bottom, though. Hopefully the bottom, then we hit the rock, and the rock is Christ.
Amen.
Then we begin to come up. What's your bottom like? Keoki Crawford will share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, so you go down and then you go down further. I'm talking about going down in life, not just down the road of life, but going down in life where you're hitting some pretty rough spots. And then when you think you're going to come up, you go down even further, you hit bottom. Before our break, I talked about, okay, rock bottom. Hopefully that's the rock of Christ. Keoki Crawford, Pastor Keoki Crawford experienced that. And I think it's important for us to get to that point where, how did the Lord bring this man of God up? The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, that's how you can find out more about our ministry, this and other resources available for you. Pastor Keoki, how did you come up from this point in life when you were really down?
For me, it was having to hit rock bottom. And I say rock bottom meaning there was a point a few years back where my controlling attitude of wanting to control every situation, not only in my life, but in my wife's life and in everything around me, wanting to be the decision maker, which is the same spirit that was prior to me getting saved, you know? So that was a stronghold over my life. And one morning I got up, my wife and kids was gone. Now, there's 14 in my house. When you get up, used to seeing everybody there. And the only person there again is mom, my mom. And I see all my kids. I started calling my wife. She wasn't returning my call. Then I found out through an extended family member that she was out on the Big Island. When I finally touched bases with her, she explained the reason why she left. It was because of my controlling attitude. Wow. To me, my family has always been my rock. To have them not there, to have that taken away from you, I felt the emptiness in me. But the Bible says, put God first. When you put Him first, because I never have God first, I believe that's the reason for me experiencing this. Mm. But how awesome is God? That, again, the messenger, mom, after I talked with my wife, I went into fellowship with mom. I said, mom, what are you doing wrong? She said, boy, now you know God, give your life to God. Give your life to God. Give your whole life to God, not just some of your life. God is not about you going to church Sunday, but the other 6 days you go in your own way. Surrender your whole life to Him. Yeah, trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. And always acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So I'm broken. I say, you know what, Ma? Help me. She told me, just go find you one church boy. Because Mom, looking, she's obese. She's big. You know, she said, just go find you some men that you can fellowship with. Of course, you always get Mommy. We always can fellowship together. But go find you men, God-fearing men, who can love on you and go love you for you, going to accept you for who you are. And serve with them. And so I went through the process, Danny. And education is nothing without application. You can be educated in a word, but if you don't apply them to your life, apply them. You're going to fall. You're going to fall again and again and again. Jesus talks about being connected to the vine. We got to stay connected to Him. Yeah, so my transition from there has been gradually coming up. Okay, now I got, as the wife here, she decided to come back.
Brought the kids back. Over time, she began to hear you change.
Yes.
You're changing.
Yes. She said, hey, I'm going to give you one chance. And I asked God. I said, Lord, use me. Help me. Help me grow. As you know, the growing process, when God starts to prune you and take off all the no good, you know, we are creatures of habit. We like to be complacent at times, yeah. So when you start to pry off all that pride away from you, it's, you know, you gotta surrender. You gotta surrender. Let Him go. Yeah, you cannot pray, ask God for something and then try to tell Him how to do them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And basically, that's how I was working.
Mm.
But it's true, other believers, like my brother Tenori, my father, who has been such a gracious person in helping me grow. Very loving man of the Lord. Today I'm involved with his ministry, him and Keith.
Keith, are you in?
Are you in? Mm-hmm. Windows of Hope. And then we also have a Saturday, Sons of the Most High, another men's ministry. And then on Wednesdays, we gather at the La Moana Starbucks. So, you know.
That must be a dynamic gathering.
Yes.
The warm part in the Starbucks coffee shop.
Yes.
Because the embers of the Lord's grace,
yes,
are burning there.
Yes.
Right in your midst.
I got to tell you, man. Where there's God's presence, there's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about some powerful men sitting in that Starbucks. We got assistant chiefs, of course, Tenor being the president, you know. Other pastors, some homeless men sitting with us.
Together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You talk about control. That's a major issue for us as people.
Yes.
And in relation to God, how we relate with Christ and the surrender to the Spirit of Christ and letting the Lord move, you hit a nerve. You hit a nerve. You hit a nerve in me. You hit a nerve in our listeners. Pastor Kiyoki, could you lead in a prayer that we would we would be able to do that by God's grace, to trust Him with all our heart. We've got a couple minutes.
Yes.
Prayer, and maybe a few closing thoughts after that. Could you lead in a prayer?
Gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace. Asking you, Lord, for direction, for clarity of your word, Lord. Father, draw us closer to you, Lord. Draw us closer to you. That we, Lord, may be content with our lives. We may be satisfied with our lives. Father, your word says that we need to trust you with all our hearts, with all our being, with every fabric that is in us. That you shall be first. Not our wives, not our kids, not our job, you. And you will direct our paths if we put you first. Father, I pray, Lord, that every listener out there understands that though you loved us, though you love us unconditionally, there's a set of instructions we must follow. We need to follow these instructions carefully. Be obedient. Learn how to obey. Stop commanding and dictating a pace, but obeying your direction, which is your Holy Spirit. Yield to your Holy Spirit, we must. Father, help us. Help us, Lord. We need you.
Yes.
We need you, Lord. We are all broken. We are all broken. But you, Lord. But you have made us whole. So, Father, I stand on every promise in your word that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. No weapon formed against us can ever prosper. We will take every thought captive into the obedience of every word. That as we meditate on your word, Lord, we will see the fruits of our labor. Father, we need you, Lord. We need you. Help us to grow in your love. Help your love. Help that love that you want us to have be so manifested in us, Lord, that when people walk past us, they see you.
Yes.
They see you, Lord. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you. This is for your glory, Lord, not ours. All glory and honor go to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Kiyoki, thank you for ministering today.
Yes.
Ministering in your testimony, you're sharing your heart. I know that many, many friends, many listeners, many of our dear ones have been touched. And even our dear ones that may be locked up now, but they're going to be set free.
Yes.
Because of your story. The love of Christ is with you, my dear friends. And that's why I hope that you've been encouraged today by this moment with Kiyoki Crawford. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And as I always say, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. Look, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ, just like Kiyoki Crawford has done. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And you know, if you want to help us with your financial support to stand with us, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And thank you in advance for that. Psalm 29:11, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Keoki Crawford. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.